This episode of Bear Podcast is brought to you by Drenched Fur, the best little run for fun in Erie, Pennsylvania. Go to drenchedfur.com for more information. Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 250. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And yes. This is Michael.
And we have Michael here. And we just got together tonight. This is a very special episode. This is episode 250. Yes. It's it's been 250 shows. 250, wow. Radio shows, I guess, what we've been doing.
We have more shows in the slice of sci-fi then.
Yeah, we do. We do have a lot. Okay, so what we usually do on this show is just talk about what we've done this week. Oh, I've been to Mardi Gras, and I caught lots of beads.
Now, let's get the story right. Okay. Maynard called me Saturday and left me a voicemail. I'm so drunk. I caught so many beads. But REO Speedwagon was here. They didn't play, but they had a cover band playing their music. But I drank so much.
I did, well, just a little.
Maybe we can go pull it up. You can plug my iPhone in, and you can play your message for everybody.
Oh, really? Okay, no. Where is it? Where's your iPhone right now? Is that here?
It's in there, so it won't be messing up the recording.
Oh, yeah. Maybe play it in the end of the show or something. Uh-huh. So how about you, Michael? What's up with you? What happened to you last weekend?
Oh, last weekend I did my first garage sale.
Garage sale, okay.
Now, that's something you only want to do once in your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I grew up in the South. My parents, my grandparents, my mother and my grandmother did it at least once every 6 months.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's...
Pull it all out, lay it out, sell it, pack it back up, put it back in the shed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do that. We usually do our garage sales for fundraisers on Asians and Friends. Or mm-hmm. We haven't done that with the bears yet. You know, that's a big, big fundraiser. You could get $300-$400.
Well, why don't you push that instead of Jack Adams' car wash?
Really? It's hard to get people together to bring everything in one place. So that's one of the hard parts. It takes months to organize. But a car wash is also a good idea, but I don't know about
cleaning.
It's
hard work.
It doesn't work. Okay.
It's hard work. It's hard work.
Okay.
It's hard work. It's wet work.
It's wet work. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, last Friday, I flew into New Orleans and Mike picked me up at the airport, and we went to the quarter, and there are lots of people already running around and getting drunk, and we were there, and we didn't go to any parades on Friday. Was there anyone? I don't know if there's any, but on Saturday we went to the Endymion Parade and the Iris Parade, that's right, in the afternoon, and caught some beads, took some videos.
The Irish Parade happens in a couple of weeks.
No, not Irish, Iris. Iris, okay, Iris. So yeah, we went there. It's a fun night. And like I told you, it's like I left in your voice message. We saw what's his name?
REO Speedwagon.
REO Speedwagon, and they were the marshals of Endymion. And the one in front of him is somebody else. Kid Rock. That's it. Kid Rock. So it was awesome. It was a good experience. It's I took lots of pictures and some videos, and he was just throwing beads. That's last year, about 2 years ago, it was James Gandolfini, so lots of bear chasers really liked it. And the year after, it's who was it? The guy from Oz. The guy from SVU. What is it? He's the cop.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I can't remember.
The one who got spooned. Is that what it is?
No, he didn't get spooned.
Oh, he didn't get spooned. Okay.
He's the one that was killing everybody because they were messing with Beecher.
Oh, okay.
I think it was.
Yeah. Oh, hold on, be careful. Okay, so, yeah, that's pretty much the weekend. I just came back this morning and back to work. And I hate Mondays. Yeah, we're recording this on a Monday, everyone. And we got some topics for today, like the Oscars. Can we talk about the Oscars?
Sure.
Did you watch the Oscars?
No.
No, you didn't, but you just read about it or something?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, congratulations to Sean Penn for winning as Best Actor in Milk.
Yeah.
It was an amazing film. Have you seen it? You've seen Milk, right? I've seen Milk.
Three times.
Wow. I've seen the documentary from the life and times of Harvey Milk. Mm. And I saw the film, and it's pretty good. And the speech that he had after, which is very very touching also. And he talked about you people who voted for Prop 8 should be ashamed of yourselves, which is just right. Yeah.
Cool. Who won Best Movie?
Best Movie was Slumdog Millionaire. You got to see that. It's okay. People are protesting that it's Bollywood going to Hollywood. You know, basically, it's not really protesting, but they didn't like it because it's much of a seeing the bad sides of India, of there's so much corruption and there's so much pollution and stuff like that and poverty, and it's sad to see, but you could see how it progressed towards the end. So I don't know if you guys have seen it. Just maybe have seen it yet? No, you haven't seen it. Yeah, it won Best Picture. So yeah, it should be out in the theater longer now.
If I remember correctly, because I only got to watch about an hour of the Oscars last night, Milk won Best Cinematography, right?
Yes, it did. It did. There are things that I don't agree
with. Which that set precedence. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it was the first movie that was nominated for an Oscar that was all done digitally. They didn't use film.
Oh.
Well, except for the newsreel parts. So if it won Best Cinematography, that means that the whole old guard of using all film for a movie is over with. It's all going digital now. Watch.
Wow. It's something that I don't know. Aren't you doing film?
Yes.
You're doing film. It's all digital though, right?
Yes.
It's all digital.
It's all digital, yeah.
Michael, was Bear Run the movie all digital? I guess it was.
Yeah,
it was. Okay. Yeah, so, okay.
No,
it wasn't?
I don't think it was.
Well, it was on tapes. Yeah. It's digital.
Digital.
Okay.
Digital. Mm-hmm. But, if I remember correctly, if we talked about it in class 2 weeks ago, they used the new cameras that have hard drives on. They didn't use tape or anything like that. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Or is that Benjamin Buttons? No, that's Benjamin Buttons.
I like the effects of Benjamin Button.
That's the one that used all digital.
Definitely. All those.
Yeah, but I mean, like, filming things. Everything was done digitally. There was no film use whatsoever. Mm. So I got my movie screwed up.
You ought to do digital, full digital with green screen porn. Are you going to do something like that?
One day.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
One day.
Okay. Okay, Michael, let's talk about Baron the movie. How was your experience? We talked about this before. We had you in the show last year.
Yep.
A couple of weeks after it ran on Logo.
Yeah.
And so have you been receiving any responses, emails or fan mail about that?
It's been really weird. I've had some really weird experiences from it. One kind of strange experience was one of my buddies. He's like seventh generation Vermonter, very redneck. I called him up, to see if he was going to go over to hang out with some of the other guys. And he said, yeah, but I'm going to come by and pick you up. I'm like, okay. He says, I'm coming early because I need to talk to you. And I'm thinking, all right, that's cool. And he comes in and he's all kind of tweaked out and everything. And I'm like, dude, are you all right? And he said, well, last night I was channel surfing. And all of a sudden, your face was on TV.
Okay.
I'm going, oh, no.
Oh, no, not I mean, that.
Who would have thought that this old redneck boy would have had logo on his TV, you know?
Oh, and so it makes you think.
He flipped back, and he got about two-thirds of the movie, and he watched it. And it was really cool because he was telling me, you know, how he was just like going, wow, man, because, you know, he didn't know nothing about all of it. And then he said, and then I went, why am I acting this way? Michael's my buddy, you know, why am I reacting this way?
Uh-huh.
So he spent all night awake, pacing, and then all day the next day at work, trying to get his head wrapped around it because he didn't want to treat me any differently just because he knew I was a bear and just because he knew I was trans. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to treat me any differently than he did before. So he had to work it out in his head, and he couldn't wait to get over there to talk to me so that he'd let me know that it was going to be cool. He had my back.
Oh.
No matter what.
Oh, that's good.
And that was so
tripping.
Cool.
It was really tripping.
Wow.
You know? And then my niece called me up and said, dude, I saw you on Bear Run. It was awesome. You know, like, you know, because who would have thought that my straight niece watched Logo?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It's becoming mainstream now.
Yeah, it is. It Logo. Is. It really is. I've had a lot of people call me up and say, you know. And then I got some emails through the website, and Dan Hunt would send them to me.
Yeah, forwarded.
I've been looking for my ex for the last 6 years. I got this email saying, would you please tell Michael to call me? I'm his childhood sweetheart. You know, it's like, oh my God, you know,
oh.
and a phone number, you know,
uh-huh.
Because I knew I was coming to Houston and she lives here.
Oh, okay.
You know,
so she's going to be here for Louis weekend.
Yeah. She's the one that's going to come to Louis with me on Friday night.
Oh,
her and her partner. And so it'll be really cool, you know.
Wow, that's awesome.
But, yeah, I've had some good, you know, some pretty good experiences from it. Now, Dan won't send me the hate mail. I said, send me the hate mail. I want to read it.
Oh, he goes, really? There's
no.
Hate mail?
He said he won't send it to me.
Of course, really?
There's hate mail.
Of course there's hate mail. There's misogynistic people in the world everywhere.
Really? Those jerks.
You know? And he said it was really funny. This guy even left his phone number. He's sending me this horrible hate mail and then said, so just call me. So Dan called him and left a message on his machine and said, hey, you know, talk to me. He said, if you want to talk to Michael, I'll hook it up, you know. And he didn't return the call.
That is so interesting.
But he said he got about 3,000 emails from the movie.
Wow.
And that there were probably 6 or 8. Pieces of hate mail in it.
Oh, that's nothing then.
But yeah, but I said, send it to me. I want to read it. He's like, no. So I don't even know what it says.
Maybe yeah. They're jealous. Probably.
I don't know what they got to be jealous about, man.
Yeah. So, guys out there watching and listening, just check out Bear Run the movie. The DVD's out.
Yes,
since last year.
And the director's cut is out too.
The director's cut?
Yes.
The uncut version.
The uncut version.
It's I guess the original cut, they cut it down to 44 minutes for Logo.
Yeah.
And then the uncut one is 52 minutes.
Okay.
And you can buy it through the website.
Oh, okay. Baron the movie, guys. Yeah. I'll put the links on the website so you guys can check it out. You can check Michael out though in the video. He's there in the hot tub and stuff and hanging out with the bears.
Was it the egg drop?
Was it egg drop? Wait, let me, yeah.
No.
Was it egg drop soup afterwards?
No.
No, it was not egg drop. Oh. It's for the film, so you can do that.
No, but it was weird because the hot tub was empty once we got out of it.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't see us climbing out of it. That was hysterical.
I see.
Our legs were all knotted together, and we all had to come out as one big mass of bears because we couldn't just crawl out one at a time.
That's right.
It was pretty funny.
Wow. Okay, so going back to the Oscar, because there's stuff we want to cover there, okay? Yeah. Hugh Jackman. Did you ever see him perform any part of it? In the beginning of Hugh Jackman was just, you know, he was all musical and entertainer thing, and he was singing and doing a Broadway musical right there. And it was entertaining, which is good. But people are complaining because, you know, just get on with the show, get on with the awards. So let so give more minutes to the people who want to thank whoever. So, but no, they let them do more show type dancing, singing for 10 minutes or something like that. And okay. And the presenters are just trying, you know, they're just doing their antics, their jokes, and when it comes to the actor who's receiving the award, they just only have 45 seconds. So it's kind of disappointing at times. Of course, they gave more time for the best actors and best actresses. So,
yeah. Well, there's a whole bunch of awards given that you don't even see. They're given the week before. Mm-hmm. To like all kind of little small little categories of stuff that, and there's like two, like 100 or so of those that you don't ever see. Because they'll send out who won this, that, and the other.
Yeah. So. What I liked also in the Oscars, this is different. They took, let's say, best supporting actor. They got five best supporting actors from the past, and they came over, and they would talk to the nominees that you did a good job. You know, they, one by one, they would. So it's like passing the torch to whoever's going to win, and then they announce the winner. It's a pretty good format this time. Yeah.
Well, you know, since Billy Crystal retired doing it, you know, it just hadn't been the same.
Oh, yeah. So now it's Hugh Jackman singing around.
Well, that's okay. I like Hugh Jackman. I didn't like his tux he had on last night, though. He kind of blended too much into stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the bow tie. The bow tie was too big for me. Yeah. But, so.
Are you saying he was in camo?
It was just like every time they showed him, it was like the suit was jet black, and they kept putting him behind dark backgrounds, and he kind of disappeared. And I was like, "This is the Oscars, and they're doing bad TV like this." So
how about Ben Stiller?
Okay, Ben Stiller. I didn't get it at first. I could not figure out what was going on because that's in the hour that I watched. I was like, What the hell is Ben Stiller doing? And then I got to work today, and somebody was talking about, did you see Ben Stiller being Joaquin Phoenix? And then it all clicked.
Yeah.
Because Joaquin Phoenix was, of course, on Dave Letterman's show and was totally zonked out of his mind.
Was it last week? I think it was last week. Joaquin Phoenix is pretty much doing the Borat-like thing that, you know, he says totally different person. And he's like a recluse person, all full beard and all hair, and just not unresponsive to every question that David Letterman asked. And he was just, yeah, whatever. But he was, in a popular TV show, and he's just there, not talking, almost one line, one word answers. And Ben Stiller did the same thing pretty much on the Oscars, yeah. But it was very funny when he did it.
Well, if you knew what was going on, I just didn't get it at first. And they kept panning out and showing the audience reaction, and everybody was out there laughing. And I was like, what is he doing? I said, is it just a movie I missed or something? Once they said that this morning, I all clicked, and I was like, oh.
So, yeah.
But my favorite part that I got to see was they put James Franco.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other guy from Pineapple Express, the bear guy?
Oh, Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. Mm-hmm. And they had him sitting on the couch there, and they were kind of like looking at the different clips and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they kept showing the clip of James Franco and Sean Penn kissing. And the two of them kept looking at each other. And then at the end, James Franco kind of scooted over to him and put his arm around him. And the guy just kind of looked at him and slid all the way to the other end of the couch. But they showed that the two of them kissing all night. The hour I watched, I think I saw that kiss four times in that hour. Mm-hmm. Because they were doing some previews about stuff going on in the movies, and they kept showing him kissing.
Yeah.
The two of them kissing, so I thought it was pretty interesting.
Actually, Sean Penn played a gay character in Milk. His brother, Chris Penn, also played a gay character when he was still alive many years ago in Corky Romano. He's supposed to be a closeted gangster gay, but then what's his name? The one who played Corky Romano, I forgot his name. He was in SNL. He found him, you know, wearing leather and wearing skimpy shorts and wearing leather, and discovering that his brother is gay. And, no, I'm not gay, you know. No wonder you've not been dating girls before. But anyway, so Sean, so I guess it runs in the family that they have these are straight people acting as gay people. What do you think of that? Straight actors doing gay roles.
James Franco is not straight.
He's not?
Not in my book.
Straight to the next cock? Yeah. What?
Probably.
Wow. Gator. Oh, gay. Okay. Well, I don't know.
What they didn't show is the behind the scenes of the Oscars where him and Hugh Jackman were going at it in the green room.
No.
So that's what you missed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe I missed that too.
You know, the week before Rihanna was getting beat up, this week it was two of them pounding each other. So.
Okay. Interesting. Send me links, okay? Anyway, okay, let's move on. We're going to do a raffle drawing, actually. To our friends in Drenched Fur, thank you, Gary, for sending us information about Drenched Fur. Drenched Fur, that we're having a raffle. They're giving out a free registration. Drenched Fur is a... It's a bear event in Erie, Pennsylvania, and we have a raffle for that. And Michael is going to draw it for us. Okay, drum roll. Okay, pick one.
And the winner is Ray Priest. Yay! Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I'm just saying all that.
Okay. It says Sean.
Sean. Okay, congratulations, so Sean. And we'll email you the information. And Gary, take note. It's Sean. Okay, Gary, if you're watching or listening, it's Sean. Okay. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, he's.
And since Gary gave you the Sean, since she won the free deal, you have to be the bottom bitch of the whole run.
That's right.
So. Ooh, that would be fun.
Yep, that's fun. Take pictures. I want some pictures.
That's right, Gary.
Okay. So in other news, okay, let's move on. ChubSpot. I told you about ChubSpot before. Have you seen ChubSpot before? ChubSpot. It's a Chubb website. It was closed for a month or two, I think, and they used to feature a lot. It's like XTube, but it's more of bears and chubby guys. And I enjoyed it for a couple of months, and then they closed for a while. And let me see if I can pull up a picture here. If I can, sorry. Sorry. Did you guys hear that? I'm sorry.
Yes, we did.
It's, let me see. If you go to chubspot.com, you'll see first warning. Warning, this network you're about to view may contain adult material. Yeah.
ChubSpot. It's a gay site.
It's a gay site. Anyway, okay. So keep going there, and then if you join now, it's still free. It's free. But the problem is everybody has to sign up, because if you already signed up before, you lost your account and everything. You have to re-sign up again.
What
because
happened?
They must have reset the whole thing, and they have a new website, maybe a new programmer, maybe. I'm not sure. But anyway, so it says here. Damn, iPhone. Okay. If you're a past member of ChubSpot.com, you need to create a new account to be able to access your new social network. Our current features are being improved constantly, and new features are being implemented. Have fun. Good. Okay. So ChubSpot, I don't know if you would like ChubSpot, but I like ChubSpot.
I like ChaserSpot.
You said ChaserSpot? Why don't we make a website called ChaserSpot?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's right. There you go. Julio, do it.
right after www.hotethnicmen.com is up, we will work on that.
That's right. Okay, so where do you guys hang out online? You go Adam for Adam still from time to time.
Adam for Adam, Daddy Hunt, Bigger City. Let's see, Manhunt.
Okay.
That's mostly where I hang out. Is Manhunt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Manhunt. Did you? Yeah. I usually
Bear Cities a little bit. Because yeah. I've got a lot of buds over on Bear City.
Oh, yeah. I go to Bear City most
Bear
of the time,
WW.
Too. And Bear WW. Mm-hmm.
Craigslist. Like
how about you, Julio?
What Craigslist.
I don't cry on them in black age
pack. Oh, okay. Gosh, you guys are...
That's Adam for Adam. Adam. Is that national or yeah. just local? Or?
It's a national site.
Oh, cool.
It's basically a hookup site.
Yeah.
It's a gay site.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Let's do a voicemail. Okay, I'm not going to blast your ears this time, okay?
I hope not.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Nard. This is Roy. How you doing?
Hey, Roy.
Hey, Roy.
The Facebook thing on episode 249. Recently, Facebook has announced that because of the controversy and apparently a lot of people dropping their accounts, they have reversed back to their old terms of service until further notice.
This last week.
So I guess too many people complained about it. It's too little too late for me, honestly. I've already canceled my account. It was basically the last straw that broke the camel's back for me because, honestly, I hated the site. I didn't think it was user-friendly. I didn't like the constant bombardment of... Mm-hmm. Pokes and
I get a lot of that too.
Useless yeah, messages like and whatnot.
I like poking.
And had to weed through a lot of crap in order to get to the messages that I really cared for. And you know me, Nard. You know that I live my life as an open book, but I do it to an extent. And, well, I just felt way too exposed on Facebook, and I didn't like that at all. So, anyway. Just wanted to give you the little update on Facebook, and you guys keep up the good job, and happy 250 episodes.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, this is 250. Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, so actually, I do have a Facebook account. Oh, thanks, Roy. Thank you very much for the voicemail.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I have a Facebook account. I just started, well, I've been meaning to get a Facebook account before, but... It's just another MySpace. I thought I have MySpace, and then I'm now using Facebook, and I should agree. Facebook to me is a little bit lighter than MySpace. If you go to MySpace pages, it's just heavy on the graphics and all these music that plays automatically and really bothers me. And with the Facebook, it's better because it's just clean. And it's all text. It's not too heavy in the eyes. Web 2.0 and stuff like that. It's really clean. We have a Facebook too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You have a Facebook?
Facebook okay. up about a month or so ago. And I've had people I went to high school that I totally forgot about.
Oh, no.
Adding me as friends and stuff, which is fine. In fact, one of them made a comment on one of my pictures. She said,
oh, no.
She was like, what are you doing half naked on here?
Is it a guy or a girl?
This girl, her name's Kelly. She's real sweet when we go into high school. She's a little dingy, though. She's a blonde.
Mm.
And she's like, what are you doing showing half-naked pictures on here? And I just emailed her and I said, well, because I'm too chicken shit to show fully naked pictures. And that's just how I'm rolling these days.
Okay. Oh, and they said, oh, me too. Here's my pictures. Okay. So do you have? How about you, Michael? Do you have a lot of... people connected with Facebook now?
Well, most of the Goddard alumni are on Facebook. So, yeah, I've had, I don't know, 50 or 60 people the first week I got Facebook.
Oh,
like, hey,
wow.
You remember me? I'm in your IBA program. You know, da, 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 da. So, yeah, I was just like bombarded. My emails were bombarded, you know, trying to get accepted onto my page and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's really good for school stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To keep up to what's going on with the other programs because there's 14 other programs at Goddard, and so we can talk crosstalk and everything on Facebook, you know, because we can't talk cross on the Goddard first class.
Mm.
So it's kind of cool, you know.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Facebook. Actually, Bear Podcast is on Facebook too. It's a community right there, and you can look it up on the front page of bearpodcast.com. You can friend us there, friend me there, friend Ray, and friend Michael there too. Mm-hmm. And it's good. I like Facebook.
I'm linked to the Bear Podcast site on by third or fourth page back or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How can you push people up?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask you. Can you push people up?
I don't know. It's like MySpace. You have a top 10 friends list.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I hadn't played with it that much. I just get there and like, okay. I know some people use it religiously. Like when they get up, they're like, I'm going to work now. And I'm like, do I really need to know that? But, you know. So. Your friend made this update. I'm going to work. I'm like, well, I am too. So, yeah.
Yeah. Or Nard is horny. Or Nard. You put
those.
Oh,
I know. You put your mood and stuff.
Your mood in.
It's like, yeah. I don't want to, you know, what am I doing right now? You mm-hmm. know.
Well, I sometimes do that. Oh, there you go. Julio is what are you doing? What? Oh, okay. Okay. This coming weekend, big weekend. It's Louis weekend. You're gonna be here, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna. So what? What's the Bears doing? What are the Bears doing for Louis weekend? This Louis weekend.
I don't know.
We don't. You don't know. It's all in your hands. Right now, aren't you supposed to be editing something right now? But no, you have to record the show like this.
No. I know. I keep getting interrupted. I can't do the stuff I need to. I had to get drug out to San Antonio this weekend. I still got class project. I got to do this. I got two projects that's due tomorrow. I hadn't touched either one of them because I've been doing everything else. So.
And you're here podcasting.
I'm here podcasting.
Thank you.
That's cool.
That's nice. Cool. That's yeah. You know, schoolwork and. It all deters you from podcasting. So, well, I'm excited about this coming weekend. It's the 36th Louis. Let us entertain you weekend. We keep talking about this, and we had Robert a couple of weeks ago talking about Louis weekend. It's actually the weekend after Mardi Gras, and people from Mardi Gras from New Orleans are invited to come over to Houston just to
relax
and relax because it's their turn to be entertained. That's why it's called Louis. Let us entertain you. It's for entertainment for people who are out of town.
They really need to rename it. It should be more like let us suck you or something.
Let us suck you. Let us suck you weekend. Yeah. It's a what is it? Lucy. Lucy weekend. Lucy weekend. Lucy. Good idea. We can start that. We can suggest that to the to Robert and Scott and everything.
But there is the first women's party this year at Louis. Women's party. That's actual as an event. I mean,
oh, that's
all
good.
For all the women that come to Louis, they have their own event. Not that we want to segregate them or anything, but you know, it's nice for the girls to be with the girls and party. And
I think the reason why it has been a predominantly gay event, because of the Texas pinning. Yeah, have you heard about the Texas pinning? If you haven't, you have to explain it.
Explain it.
Yeah.
Texas pinning is when they... okay, in Texas pinning, you go up and you ask somebody if you can pin them, and they're agreeable, they say yes.
Okay.
Well, then you get down on your knees, you unzip them, you take their dick out.
Okay.
You suck it. You suck on it. Get it all good, all sloppy good, wet, and sloppy then you wet, put it back in. And where the wet spot is where you pin them.
Put the pin on the pants.
Your club pin. So you get your club pin that way. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's right. Yeah. So
I've been pinned before, but I was never pinned that way.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. The guy he put the club pin in his teeth, and he drilled it into my my zipper flap. With his teeth.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty cool.
You take it a step further.
Yeah.
You know, take it a step, yeah.
Of course, I've never done anything like that.
Of course.
Me neither, no. Have I?
Don't
you hold your
And for HIV members out there, hit me up. I got pins.
Yeah. We got pins. But anyway, a few shout-outs. I mean, I have some shout-outs. Larry and Shane. Larry Flick from Sirius Out Q. Hey,
oh cool. Yes.
And Shane he just came over from Wales and welcome to the US again, and I hope you have a great time with Larry. And also some new listeners actually, Ray, and his name is Ray. Ray and David. And Ray, he's a new
Ray
member.
Ray sounds like a great guy.
Yeah. Just by the name you can tell.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met a Ray this weekend. He was a great guy too.
Yeah. Okay, Ray, so if you're listening, yeah. Welcome to Bear Podcast. The podcast for bears and cubs. Okay. Anyway, any shout outs?
No, I can't.
Can't think of any?
I'm too brain dead.
Any admirers, any people from from San Antonio. No.
No.
No, just then.
No. No, nobody was interested in me in San Antonio.
Oh. Email ray@bearpodcast.com. Okay. Michael, so any shout outs on your side? Any people you want to say hi to or?
I want to just say hi to Jeffrey. I know he's probably listening out there.
Uh-huh.
So.
Probably watching too. Hi,
yeah,
Jeffrey.
Probably.
Hi. Okay. Yeah, you know. It's been a pleasure having you in the show. It's we mean we've been talking online
well,
and stuff like
the
that.
The other weekend, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. we went. Oh, we went on a Valentine's Day. He was my date that evening. Sorry, Mike. He was my date last evening. Last week, the 2 weeks ago, right? That was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, and we
at
hanged
least your
out.
Date didn't stand you up.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We were talking about it.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry, Ray. Okay. You got stood up.
That's okay. There'll never be another guest on our show again, though.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
It was pretty dead though. Valentine's
for
Day.
A Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it was
at the Ripcord.
At the Ripcord, it was. Mm-hmm. It was pretty quiet and laid back. Not too many people there.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's. I guess it's better to go out.
What was it? The Montrose Mining Company.
Yeah,
we stopped by there and it was pretty dead too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
it was early. We were out early.
Yeah, about 8-9 o'clock. Yeah, we were just having coffee.
Until about 11, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's out having dinner then.
Yeah.
You know, because reservations started at 4:30.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Is that what happened to you? Is that your reservations at 4:30?
No, actually, I had it like 6:30. So.
Did you have to pay for?
No, I canceled it because I had a waiting list, and she said, well, since I got a waiting list, I can probably fill it, so.
Okay. If you want a date.
And I gave her the sob story that I got stood up, that they dumped me, so. There will be no Valentine's.
Okay.
So.
Well, okay. So we're going to wrap this up. Thank you very much, Michael, for being in the show and joining us. It's
no
awesome.
Problem.
It's always a...
No
well, thank you for being here. Thank you for coming over.
Yeah.
I know it's a long drive up from South Houston.
Thanks
We ate noodles and egg rolls. Filipino egg rolls. And I have to say Filipino because we call it lumpia. So people would... refer to it as lumpia, and it's one of the favorite things we bring that I bring whenever there's a party. So,
yeah.
Besides himself.
Besides myself. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Thank you again, Michael. So, everybody out there, check out Bear Run the movie. Check out Michael there in that DVD. Get the director's cut. Director's uncut. Oh, wait. Anyway, so, okay. Email us nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com or buddy@bearpodcast.com.
No, he doesn't have an email address yet. You want an email address? Hey, wait. Or call our voicemail line.
At 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yeah, you can hear, you can play the voicemail just same way you heard Roy a while ago. And visit the official website at www.bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes. Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. We're on Facebook and we are on Twitter also.
Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm Twittering.
Okay, so thank you again, guys. And
thank you.
Louis weekend. We hang out.
Yes.
All right, okay. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. And we'll send many hugs.
Bye now.
Bye.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.